All right, this is a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, I know it's tempting to, when you see one of those empty construction machines, you know, like at a, I don't know, at a construction site, to like jump in one, right, when they're unoccupied.
Okay, that's never really been something that I've felt
the
need to
do. Listen, I have a picture of you in one, ma'am. On my phone, probably.
Well, were we in Chicago?
Yes.
We were in Chicago.
Well, different area codes. It didn't really matter.
Oh, no, I was just going to say probably a couple glasses of wine
influenced that
decision.
Yes.
Okay. And everybody's doing it. Get up in there.
Oh, sure. All right. Everybody's doing it.
Try a little bit of that.
Anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a piece of construction equipment and taking it for a joyride, when you're 10, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it. Oh, somebody left the keys in there?
So it was one of those Bobcat skid steer loaders. I don't know. You know, like one of those, like, I don't know.
Scooper things?
Yeah, I mean, scooper thing. Yeah, the technical term. It was rolling through the streets of Pittsburgh.
Oh, my gosh, it went on the road.
A bunch of, like, in a neighborhood.
What in the world made this kid think that's a great idea? Like, well, mom's not going to care.
A bunch of parked vehicles were hit. A fence, a stop sign, knocked down, vehicle.
Oh!
Had been taken from a nearby construction site.
Oh, whoa!
And here were some of the witnesses.
I couldn't believe it. This is usually a pretty quiet street.
I was in the shower, and I just heard like a really loud crash and a bunch of beeping. I had a feeling, honestly. I've been in a lot of car accidents, so I had a feeling it was probably my car.
Yeah, that's probably.
She's like, I've been in a lot of car accidents. I know what that sounds like.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't know it would be anything like this.
It was all wrecked in on the side, and we heard that it was lifted up. When it was hit, it was just crazy to see all the devastation on the street and the glass everywhere.
Caused by a 10-year-old.
So the police caught up with the kid.
Said, hey, kid, pull over.
Yeah, released him to his family about an hour later. I don't know what sort of, you know.
Where was mom?
Well, I don't know what sort of ramifications will happen at this point.
Oh,
but
it has to be grounded for life. Aren't we grounded for life? We're grounded for life.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm going to go. I don't give my kids enough credit for never stealing construction equipment and crashing cars down the street. I should give them more credit for never having done that.
I just think of the scene in The Office when Michael Scott, who he goes down to the warehouse and he's just like, how hard can this be? And there, you know, he now is a spokesperson for Pizza Hut. He's the guy who's in all those Pizza Hut commercials. But he's just like, no. Michael Scott just like runs it into a whole row of paper and just knocks it onto the ground.
That.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So that is your setting the bar story.